Big color, bigger savings. Sherwin-Williams Super Sale is here. Get 40% off paints and stains June 5th through the 11th with prices starting at $30.89. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
This week's episode of Never Thought I'd Say This. I am Jody Sweeten, and that's Celia Behar over there, who's just ruining the intro.
Oh, I needed coffee so bad. I can't get enough of it into my body, and I don't know why. I just wasn't thinking when you started it that it's, I was going to take a big sip.
You know what it was? Is we paused, and then it was just like you squeaking. Sip it, and I was like, dude.
Yeah. I wasn't squeaking. The cup. The cup was squeaking.
The cup was like doing making
and
a weird noise.
It did make a weird. Sounded like a little like toot was coming out.
Yeah, exactly. It was pretty amazing. So thanks for that really great intro, Celia. I feel like that we're off to a good start.
I agree with you. Well, that's great because all of this episode will be me being off to a good fucking start. Let's just preface that.
This week's episode has been a long time coming. I mean, we are going to talk about sharing your kids with a step parent because it can be a struggle, you know, for those of you out there who are co-parenting with your ex and then, you know, the ex has a significant other or whatever. It can be difficult. So that is you know, kind of what we're going to talk about today. And, we've touched on it before. We've sort of talked about, you know, co-parenting or this or that, but never really talked about what it's like involving, you know, the step-parent or the other person.
Right.
And it's, you know, it's a complicated thing, but I think we're going to break this down.
Well, and before we even started recording, like I said to you, I was like, this is like one of the only things as parents that we don't have in common because my ex got married. And so I now, you know, the kids have a stepmom.
Right.
And to be clear, like Jennifer and I don't communicate much.
Right.
Unless like there's a reason to. And so we don't really, like, that's not really the co-parenting issue for me. Like, I know that I can reach out to her enough, and I think vice versa. And we're certainly, like, you know, friendly, cordial, to each other. It's more for me, and I'm hoping there are other parents out there, and I will completely, like, air my breakdown last week, which was not fucking good, that, you know, for me, it's been more like, how do I share my kids and not let them know how fucking hard it is to share your kids. Like, it's really hard. And while there's so much of me that's very grateful for them to have a step parent, especially one who has an interest in their lives.
Right.
You know, she advocates for them and she really, I think, loves them, adores them. And that's all awesome. And also, that all fucking sucks sometimes. Like, I'll say it fucking sucks because I'm their mom. And I'm like, I'm the one that fucking, you know, had them and I'm busting my ass and I do all the stuff, you know, like I'm mom and I do the doctor's appointments and I do the dentist and the eye doctor and the thing.
And that won't change.
It won't change. But when dealing with a step parent and all of a sudden the step parent's sort of getting like the glory stuff.
Because they will, because they're not mom. They never will be mom. They never, they're that lifetime of resentment that your kids have and all of the bullshit and all of the wonderful things. Like, they don't, it's a new person. It's like a new relationship.
Yes. And logically, I know that.
Right.
But emotionally, specifically last week, emotionally, and I'll get back to it, I did not know that.
Yeah.
And it was not good at the fuck all. And I sent you a text and was like, I'm not okay. Like, that's how I started the text. Well, and then it was like 20 pages long.
Yes. And I do want to say, you know, what we are talking about today, I'm proud of you that you're going to, you know, call yourself out on things because, you know, we try and do episodes where, you know, they're fun and they're silly and ridiculous. But then, you know, occasionally we do ones where we're like, hey, guess what? Dude. I really blew this. Or, you know, I don't know what I'm doing. And we kind of tell on ourselves. So
I'll be telling on myself epically in this episode. Ooh. And please save your hate mail because I hate myself enough for it. That's what I'm going to say. Like,
don't keep beating yourself up. I think
You've met me.
That's, I know I've met you. What am like, I saying? I'm saying that as much to myself.
Right.
But we all have these moments, and it's human emotions of protection and jealousy and love and, you know, fear and all of that kind of stuff. And that doesn't come out in a pretty way. It just doesn't.
No.
Feelings are usually pretty messy. So we will come back from this break and we will talk about all of the feelings that Celia had, because we know she loves nothing more than talking about her feelings.
Yeah. Everybody else could talk to me about their feelings, but mine, not so much.
Never thought I'd say this. We never hold back when it comes to the highs and lows of parenting, because there's so many highs and lows, and because it's so hard, and oftentimes we can feel so alone. I mean, as parents, Celia and I have really been through it, as we expect you have as well.
Seriously. I, as everyone knows, have some issues with anxiety, and that leads to anger, and then all of a sudden I'm yelling, and then I can't go to sleep. Ever, apparently.
Ever. Yeah. No, like falling asleep is hard. I mean, like the anxiety, and I didn't realize like my anxiety comes out as yelling. When I am anxious and feeling out of control, I start getting upset at the little things, and then the little things become the big things, and then I'm getting angry and I'm yelling over something so stupid, and now I have caused unnecessary chaos in the house.
Agreed.
And it's
me too.
So miserable.
Awful.
But thankfully, now there's the Mama Zen app, which is a revolutionary solution for issues just like this. And even more, the burnout, anxiety, irritability, impatience, all of that. That way you can be there for your kids as the best, happiest version of yourself. Because we know for a fact that happy parents raise happy kids, because nobody likes the screaming.
It is true. However, when we're overwhelmed with everyday life, it's hard to be the best version of ourselves. And that's why Jody and I use Mama Zen's mindfulness sessions. Oh my gosh, they're amazing. They help you decompress and unwind. And this way we can be the kind of parents that we've always wanted to be, which is kind parents.
Yes, definitely. I mean, that was why I turned to the Mama Zen app when I needed to take some space for myself. Mm-hmm. I mean, I will go. They've got great sessions on there that are, you know, any length of time. So you can, if you've got like a quick 2-5 minutes, if you've got 10, 15, 20, they're amazing. But the Mama Zen mindfulness sessions are one of the best ways to just take a sacred pause before losing it. And most importantly, it shows our kids constructive ways to deal with overwhelming feelings. So if you're like, I'm going to scream and lose it, I have to go do a mindfulness session from Mama Zen. The kids understand that. Like, they know.
Yeah, they know, and they want you to. And honestly, if you're a parent who's experiencing impatience, anger, anxiety, you know, or hardly a day goes by without you yelling at your kids, then you need to download this app.
Yes.
Like now.
Yeah. Downloading and using the Mama Zen app will teach you how to deal with your kids' difficult behavior with more love and patience.
Yeah. Whether you're pregnant, a mom with young kids, or you've got older kids, which, you know, are a little stressful. Those teen years, they can they're faster than you think, coming right at you. Mama Zen has the right mindfulness sessions for you to feel happier and more connected to your kids.
Yeah, and when you sign up for the Mama Zen app, it creates a totally customized program for you based on your specific challenges and the ages of your kids.
Yep, and with a Mama Zen app, you get access to over 150 sessions from 2 to 15 minutes long, and you can use them at your own pace and in your own time.
Yep, absolutely. And we really want you to try Mama Zen and see for yourself. I promise you, we love it. You will see how much better you can feel as a mom. So go to your app store and download Mama Zen today. That's MAMAZEN.
And right now you can use promo code SAYTHIS. That code will unlock your 30-day free trial so you can try Mama Zen for yourself and see how much better and happier you can feel as a mom.
Yeah, and they're the number one mindful parenting app for a good reason. We can't wait for you to try it. Use it before you lose it.
Amen.
Back. Ugh. You know, we don't all come with instructions.
What?
Did you know that?
No.
Are you going to take a drink right now? Are you going to make a squeaky noise? Okay. You done?
You know what? It's funny because after all this shit went down, I was talking to Dustin about it. Well, I was really sobbing to Dustin about it. And I said, here's the thing. Like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I said, you don't, and I didn't mean it in a mean way. And I don't think he took it like that. I was like, you don't have kids. You don't know
right.
that before you have kids, you're the perfect fucking parent.
Right.
And like, right. I don't know what I'm doing. And I definitely don't know what I'm doing as a single mom because I never wanted to be a, I wasn't sure I wanted to be a mom, as I've said.
Right.
Definitely didn't think I was going to be a single mom. I had a single mom. I could see what it did to her.
Right.
And I mean, she'd, other stuff, but whatever. But then on top of that, I didn't expect to be a single mom whose ex got married before, you know, I got into even really, I mean, now I was in my relationship with Dustin, right. but like they were in a very serious relationship long right. before I met Dustin and then got married. And it's very fucking hard. Like it, and it's so much harder than I fucking thought.
Can I tell you what I hear as your friend?
Oh God, what?
I hear a lot of fear of losing control.
Oh, yeah.
And not being in control.
Oh,
and
yes.
not being the first to yep. the finish line.
Oh, not only that, it's a fucking ego thing.
Of course. Oh, like, that's what I mean. The fear of control is always ego because, if, you know, as long as I'm in control, then I'm the right. master of my universe. And
right.
when I'm not and things are happening, then obviously I'm a failure.
Like, oh, that's and, how it, and it's like, you know, everybody's narrative is kind of different. Like she had something posted, you know, on their wedding and it was like, right. oh, you know, these are my favorite pictures from Harper spilling her first glass of, you know, champagne. And I see it and my head almost explodes because I'm like, that was not her first glass of champagne. Like I have Shabbos at my house and, you know, like I go right there where I'm like, right. You're not her mom, you know, like, and I don't want to go there.
Right.
But well, that's where I go.
Why don't we, let's get to the story. And you know, the point of the show is we're going to learn and talk about, I mean, I don't know, but setting boundaries between step parents and co-parents and that blended family dynamic. You know, we actually did some homework on this, as did our amazing producer, Sabrina. We got some hot tips.
I need the hot tips.
Yes, from coparenter.com. We are not associated with them in any way, but coparenter.com had a lot of the stuff on there that we're going to sort of talk about today. But why don't we start with...
What happened?
What was your never thought I'd say this of this moment?
Well, I never thought I'd scream at my children in my car that I felt like killing myself over something that one of them said, not in a bad way, like them saying anything bad, but over something that was going on with, you know, their step parent and feeling right. like they were choosing the step parent over me. Mm-hmm. And it was really terrible and I shouldn't have said that. And obviously I didn't mean it. I am going to also preface that I have my own therapist and anyone who's going through this, please get a counselor. Without my fucking amazing therapist, I don't think that I would have been able to wrap my head around what happened.
Yeah.
I'm also having horrible hormonal ups and downs, which you pointed out first to me. And you're the only one that could have said that to me without being punched in the face. But wait.
Well, I also said it over the phone. I'm not that stupid.
But I needed it.
I'm not going to say that shit to your face when you're
You could
hormonal.
Have. I mean,
you know what? I could have. I would have looked at you and been like, bitch, you are so hormonal right now. Why don't you calm the fuck down?
Right. Like, it was something to be like, oh, right.
Because
right.
And it was also because I was PMSing right. at the time and I had had a day the day before
right.
where I was like, everything's wrong. I'm psycho. This sucks. Blah, blah,
right.
blah. And then I was like, had some perspective the next day. And then you were spinning out. And,
the next day, yeah.
And you had been talking about that you were very hormonal. And I was like, not say. And I remember, I think I'm very careful.
You
I was
very
like,
carefully.
I'm not saying that you're crazy because you're hormonal, but I'm saying that you may have that happening while all of these other feelings are going on.
You were like, just remember that. And
right.
honestly, even though I knew it, and I'm sure women out there can understand,
right.
like I knew it, but I didn't know it. And right. it's funny
because because when we've talked about that every month, you're like, why am I a crazy person?
Yeah.
Oh my God, right.
And you know, my friend, one of my clients who also, you know, we're friendly now, and we were actually talking about it because she has moments like this every month too. And she was saying how like, she just feels so out of control of her body. And I said, yes, what I feel like, the only way I can really explain it is like, it's almost like Ratatouille, like someone else is controlling me,
you, right.
Except that it's not like a cool rat that, you know, voiced right, by Patton Oswalt. It's right. like a fucking insane devil that right. is controlling
it's like,
me.
It's in like a New York sewer rat.
Yeah. Yes.
Right.
It's like, it's
right.
like bad.
It's just ready to fight. Anybody.
Right. Who like doesn't
and
have a foot anymore.
And may or may
anymore.
Not have a knife.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. Like it's fucked right. up.
And it's under a baseball hat. It is yeah, not under a chef's not, hat.
Like, no, yeah. it's everything's bad. And in my brain, I was like, I remember thinking, why are you saying this? And why are you talking like this? And right. why are you freaking out? Like, this is not okay. But I couldn't stop.
So what do you?
Yeah, I'll share.
Yeah,
what it
was. I was going to say, do you mind sharing no. with us what the incident was? And again, I applaud you for being really honest on this show. I know sometimes it's not fun to no. share our real big screw ups, but they happen. And I think, again, we always talk about it on the show, but like normalizing those moments and yeah. saying like, you know what? If it's, I mean, this is, it's not a regular thing. This is not something you do. It's a moment that you had that you're working through with your right. therapist and that you're
I'm aware
like,
of.
And like, yeah. and fuck man, like sometimes that happens. And to, yeah. you know, give ourselves a break and know that like, if we're working on it and we're putting in the work and we're aware of, you know, not repeating some of those things, like that's the whole point. And you got to tell on yourself sometimes. So please go
well,
ahead.
Well, I'll tell you what it
me.
Was. And why I not? Also want to say that I think it's important. Because I don't, you know, like this is one thing that you and I don't.
Right, my exes have
right
have
having
not,
gotten married,
girlfriends are married, or
I'm saying it also because I feel like there must be other moms out there that don't have anyone necessarily to talk to about it,
right.
and feel crazy. And I think what happens, and I think it probably happened in the case with my mom because my mom didn't have any divorce friends. You didn't get divorced back right. when my mom got divorced, and I think that a lot of the time, instead of owning what was happening and like recognizing that she was out of control, she doubled down on it
right.
because it's like. She went deeper and deeper internally into it. And then it was like she'd beat herself up and that anxiety stressed her
right,
out so
right,
bad
right.
that it came back out on us.
Right.
And I don't want that to happen to anybody. And I definitely didn't want it to happen to me. It all started actually on Monday, last Monday, after we had done some shows. It was the same day. Everything had gone wrong.
Right. Oh, my God. It was a day. That's right. It was a day. And we were texting all day like, this
oh
day
my
is
God.
Just awful. And you were like, wait, it got worse.
It got everything kept getting. It was just really fucking bad. Although
right.
it also was the day that I left here. And as I left here, a couple was walking their fucking tortoise.
That's right. That is right.
Up the street. And it wasn't on a leash, but let me tell you, that tortoise was like so fucking happy. Like it was like, ding, ding, ding. Like he was just keeping up. And full grown fucking tortoise, by the way. But I was like in such a rush to get Lulu that I was like, I can't even stop to take a picture. Like
right.
everything was just fucked
everything
up.
Everything was bad. Right.
So the first thing that happened was.
Except for the turtle.
Except for the tortoise made my day.
Right.
So the first thing that happened was at dinner. Very, you know, casually, Harper was telling a story about how her dad and her stepmom had shown up at school around lunchtime because they all eat right by there. And, you know, we moved farther away. So he's very close to the school and I used to be and now I'm not. Now I'm like 15 minutes away. And so which in LA is a half a fucking hour
right, right,
at
right.
least. So they stopped by the school. Harper hadn't seen them. They brought the dog and some people, they were like waving and Harper's friend saw them first and like kind of looked up like, oh, who are those? And then Harper looked and she's like, oh, who are those people? Oh, that's my parents. Yep. And that was the first moment that I was like, what? You know, and that's actually what I said. I said, what? And she goes, what? She was like, I just didn't recognize. And without missing a beat, I said, those are not your parents. Like, and not mean, that's just how it came out. I said, your dad's your parent, I'm your parent, they're not your parents. And I will say, I frequently refer to my mom and my stepdad as my parents.
Right.
And my dad is my dad.
Right.
Because I did not grow up near my dad. I mean, he was there, but he was not there. Like,
right.
we didn't see him. It was a block away. Really didn't see him. My mom and Harvey were who I was with all
were
the time.
Right.
So for her to say that was like doubly painful for me, but I managed to just say that. And she goes, yeah, yeah, I didn't mean it like that. And
right.
I get it. It was like a vernacular thing. Like
it was just your, right, right. Instead of saying, oh, look, it's my dad and my stepmom. It was
right.
like, oh, it's my parents.
Well, so that happened.
My dad and my step-parent.
Right. Or my just my, oh, it's my dad and Jennifer. I think people would have gotten it, but fine. That was the first, but I dropped it. Like, and I was like, that's all I said. And she goes, yeah, I didn't mean it. I go, okay. And I said, I don't love that you did that, like that you say that. Can we work on that or something? We find a better way to say that. And she was like, yeah, great. Dropped it. But did I?
No. I'm looking at you right now. And I'm like, you didn't drop it. Because the second I was like, or step-parents. You were like, yeah, or Jennifer.
Or
I
Jennifer.
I was like, uh-huh.
Right.
Okay.
No, of course I haven't dropped it.
By the way, should we bleep out the names?
No, I didn't say her last name. I don't think that. I mean, this isn't a conversation I wouldn't have with both of them anyway. Right. So yeah, I don't think that they're big fans of my show or me. So, you know, I mean, in general, whatever it is. I mean, I think even step parents are probably listening to this, and I hope you hear it. And it's like, I'm not. It's not anything against Jennifer. It's just my stuff. Mm-hmm. I am very aware that's my stuff, and it hurt really bad.
Yeah, and so that happened.
That happened, and I didn't really know what to do with that. You know, right. So of course I shoved it down. I didn't text you. I didn't tell Dustin. I just like shoved it down.
Right.
Like, fine.
Great. Smart. Super.
Yeah. Productive. Really, really
exactly
healthy.
How I handle my problems as well.
Right. So then the next day we're driving to school and I was like, hey, what are your plans this weekend? Because they're going to be at their dad's. And, you know, Harper's like, oh, well, I think a bunch of friends are coming over, which she had already said she's doing, having a bunch of friends over at his house next weekend before her birthday. And then she's having a few friends at my house, which, I'd offered to have a big party. Whatever. It's her birthday. Right. Great. So she goes, yeah, I think they're coming over. Same group of friends, some of whom I haven't met, which already bothers me. And they have. And so, you know, I was like, well, that. All right. And she goes, and then I think, you know, Jenny's going to take us dress shopping for homecoming. And I lost my shit. Like, I full on lost my shit and said, what? I said, this is your first formal dance and you're going with your stepmom. And she was like, well, it's the only time that like my friends can go. I said, well, then she can drop you off. She doesn't need to be there. Like, I went to a place that I swore I would never go. Mm-hmm. And I just started to cry.
Right.
And I was like, I said, she's not your mother. She's your stepmom. And I don't understand. Like, why aren't I taking you?
Right.
And she was like, it's just the only day that everyone could go, which I'm sure is true, but I could not fucking hear it. And that is when I actually said, I feel like I just want to fucking kill myself right now.
Right.
That's what I said. And of course, Lulu in the backseat lost her shit.
Of course.
Right. Then I'm like, I'm not going to.
Right. Then you're like, oh my God, what's that?
Yeah.
Right.
You know, and then I'm more frustrated. But and that's when the voice in my head's going, shut the fuck up.
Right.
But my mouth couldn't do it.
Right.
And so I just lose my mind. And I'm like, I start listing. I became exactly the thing that I've never wanted to do with my mom used to do.
Right.
And listing all the shit that I do for them that they don't do for them. And all of the responsibilities I've had and how much I'm there and I do this. And also you guys want to move to this house and we got it. And I said it was going to be too far. And now I'm working my ass off to try to pay for it and blah, 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 renting, you know, and I aired all of my bullshit on them that has nothing to do with them. They're fucking kids.
And that
was so shitty. And I'm pulling up to school and Harper's crying and she goes, well, I have to go to school and catch the bus. And now I'm crying like you ruined my day. And she got out of the car. And as she got out of the car, I rolled down my window and said, well, you ruined my fucking day too. Like a dick. And then I rolled up the window, pulled around the corner. Lulu's still in the car and just started sobbing.
Oh, Paula, I'm sorry,
it was the shitty, but I'm sorry for them.
I know.
Because
I know.
It was like the shittiest thing. And, you know, and then I had to calm Lulu down. I'm like, I'm not going to kill myself. I'm just really fucking sad and I don't know how to express to you guys like how I'm feeling and I don't even know why I'm feeling so fucked up about this and I don't know if I said fuck as much but I might have, you know, and Lulu in typical like youngest child syndrome tries to fix it and she's like, I love you mommy and you're great and I'm like, actually I'm really not, you know, she's like, you're the best mommy in the world. I said, I think I just pretty much proved that I am 100% not, so please don't worry about it, I'm aware. And, you know, she went to school and I picked her. I texted Harper like 10 minutes after and said, I am so sorry.
Right.
I'm so sorry. This was not you. This was me. Go get your dress with your friends.
Right.
I don't care. Just send me pictures.
And that's the thing, too, is at the end of the day, like, I mean, I'll be honest. When you told me this, I was like, oh, okay. And it is one of the things that we don't relate on. But it also, I think, because I've had to work so often.
Yeah.
I've had to go away for 3 weeks.
Yep.
I have had to work during, you know, their kindergarten recitals and their this. And I have had to miss moments. And also, you know, Zoe, her dad and I split when she was really young.
She
was 4.5 months. So from a very early age, I had to get used to knowing that there was part of their life. And I think that's what it is it's so hard as a parent co-parenting to know that there is part of or half of, you know, my kids go back and forth 50-50, like half of their life that I don't experience.
Yeah.
more so than that. You know, now they're at school, now they're with friends. Yeah. You know, and that's really hard. And so then, you know, introducing someone else into that who is also, and who is wanting to create their own relationship. Right. And so I'm sure something like that, they would be like, oh, what a great chance for me to like kind of be cool stuff.
Yeah,
you know, like,
yeah. And they were off to a rocky start in the beginning. Yes, her and Jennifer, you know, because Harper was older. And so, yes, of course. And she should have that. Like, and by the way, I love both of my step parents. Like Harvey was basically my dad.
Right.
And my stepmother, Karen, is lovely. And we're really good friends. And I've always really liked her. Like, but when it was happening to me, I couldn't wrap my head around it. And I didn't have 50-50 custody of the kids until last year, I had them 92% of the time.
Right. So it's been you. Right.
Yeah.
And in that regard, like that is, I think, sometimes where we differ, because I've had to adjust to that, to where I'm like, I do what I can. I show up as much as I can for them. But, you know, there are times my job takes me away or I'm not whatever. And I have to trust that my girls know I'm mom no matter what, faults and all, and that I know and I trust that anyone else can come into their lives and love them very, very much. Mm-hmm. But that is that I know that will never change the relationship that they have with me. And I, you know, but it's hard. And I say that now. I don't know if somebody else came in. I mean, I don't know. You know,
I think they're so lucky, my kids, because I think that Jennifer is a fantastic stepmom and she really does like them. I think she loves them. She's been around them for a long time now.
Right.
You know, it is really hard. It was just impossible to separate how sad I was about all of it and feeling that loss of control.
With some perspective.
Absolutely. The control was an issue. Absolutely. The hormones were. And I know the most damaging, I know this as a therapist and as someone who experienced it firsthand, the most damaging thing that you can do to a child during a divorce is put them in the fucking middle.
Right.
And in that moment, I did.
Right.
And that's something I swore I would never fucking do. And I did it. And that, you know, maybe that's my never. Like, I really never thought that I would do that because I know better. And I'm also a therapist. Like, I fucking know better.
But, you know, emotions, our feelings, our reactions don't play by these rules. And, you know, for step parents, like the sort of from their perspective, I mean, the most challenging part about that is not crossing that imaginary boundary line. And that boundary line is often never really flat out discussed. Like, you're allowed to do X, Y, and Z because that seems weird. But then when they do something like that, which could be a great relationship builder for them, but the other parent might feel left out.
Right.
You know, then and there's that imaginary line. And I know, you know, my boyfriend and I have talked about it. He's like, look, these aren't my kids as much as you know, see them doing shit. He's like, you're the parent that disciplines. You're the parent that, you know, has to do all of that. And he's like, and there are things, of course, that I don't agree with. There are things they get away with or whatever. And it's hard because, you know, he has to be here. And sometimes it's, you know, we have very different ideas on things. But I will say, like, I haven't had to deal with the feeling. That's not true. I have had to deal with the feeling of being left out.
Yeah, I know you
because,
have.
Because, you know, when I go away, I miss B's Girl Scout bridging when I leave for work.
Right.
You know, and
there were times that
and
you
Morty
were
can't be there either. And I'm like, oh my God, you know, but,
I'll
but I have to trust she'll be with her friends and she'll
I'll
do
go.
That. Like,
what if I show up?
I already had to buy tickets and do
God
a whole
damn it.
Whole
you should have told me. I totally would.
It's fine. She's going with her friend Gables. She's spending a couple nights there. They're going to have a blast. And I have to trust that that's okay. And
Of course it is.
But like, you know, using good co-parenting tools will allow the parents to set up boundaries and ideally have the step parent be able to communicate with both co-parents.
Right.
You know, because at the end of the day, it sort of is this triad. And I will say, you know, in regards to mine, I will say I'm lucky Zoe's dad and my boyfriend get along really well.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been really helpful in doing stuff for Zoe. You know, we can, and it's worked really well.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. That's Better, H-E-L-P.
We can all agree that life isn't easy.
Tell me about it.
Yeah. I am having kids have meltdowns. Mm-hmm. I am having grades that, you know, are just, I don't know what to do about them. I mean, I, like, I'm busy.
I'm having meltdowns myself.
Crying in the closet. Like, it's just, things are a mess.
Yeah.
But, you know, if there's something interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals, then you need to know about BetterHelp.
Yeah. BetterHelp provides access to a licensed professional therapist securely online, and how it works is so easy.
Super easy. Once you reach out, the experts at BetterHelp assess your needs. Then they match you with a licensed professional therapist who you can start communicating with in under 48 hours.
Oh, and one of the best things about BetterHelp is you can log on to your account anytime to contact your therapist and get a timely and thoughtful response. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions. And that's amazing because that means that you never, ever, 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 ever have to sit in a wait room like traditional therapy, which, you know, we all know is kind of awkward.
Just a little bit. And, you know, look, we're still a pandemic. People yep. still want to stay at home. So BetterHelp's goal is facilitating great therapeutic matches. But if necessary, it's easy to switch to someone who better suits your needs. So don't worry if the first session you're like, eh, maybe not quite the right fit. You can change it.
And most importantly, it's more affordable than traditional offline therapy. And because they believe that therapy should be accessible to all, BetterHelp offers financial aid. Yay, nobody does that. That's incredible.
Yes, and to get started, all you have to do is visit betterhelp.com/say this. That's better, H-E-L-P, to join over 1 million people who've taken charge of their mental health with one of BetterHelp's experienced professionals.
BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier, more fulfilled life today. So they are offering a special for our Never Thought I'd Say This listeners. You get 10% off of your very first month at betterhelp.com/say this.
That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/say this. A stepmother is very involved in the child's classroom as a room parent and feels it's important that she attend the parent-teacher conferences as well. That, I feel like, that's sort of a boundary crossing for
me. Yeah, parent-teacher conferences, I don't love.
And it says, of course, the mother of the child is infuriated when she shows up at the parent-teacher conference and her ex-husband is there with his new wife. The best way to handle this, take note,
is not to freak out and scream?
Is not getting upset in the moment.
Right.
Which is... I mean, my God, that's asking the impossible.
Yeah.
Take that pause. If you got to walk out of the room and go take like 5 deep breaths, go do it. Because making it an ass of yourself in front of the teacher and the other, like, it's not going to be a good look.
Yeah.
It's just not going to be a good look. What coparenter.com suggested is that the mother should later contact the father to talk about the situation and explain that just because the stepmom volunteers in the classroom, that it does not give her a parental right to attend parent-teacher conferences. And together, the children's parents have to agree on how involved the stepmother should be without sort of encroaching on the parental rights of the biological mother. And all that is just a lot of words for, like, you got to talk this shit out, you know? And unfortunately, who wants to talk shit out with their ex? Most of the time, when it comes to the kids, it's extremely contentious for that reason.
Yeah.
That, I mean, to be honest, it's control and all of that over your children, which you're protective of, and they are yours. That you they are part of you, and that leads to a lot of conflict.
Well, between the co-parents.
So it's really hard sometimes to navigate that type of communication.
Well, and since I'm outing myself, right, and you know, I will also say that you know, one of the reasons I think that led up to my breakdown is that it has felt very much to me like over the time that, you know, as Jesse and Jennifer have gotten more serious, moved in, and then the marriage, right, that I was being erased from the narrative of their life from that side,
right,
anyway.
Right.
So I think that's where it was, because, you know,
but do you really think that your mom, you're not ever going to be erased from the kids' narrative?
No, I don't mean from my kids. I meant, like, you know, wanting to reach out and talk to, like, exactly what you said, like, wanting to reach out and talk to, you know, my ex and say, like, hey, we need to, like, set boundaries and we need to talk about this a little bit. I actually won't get a response there.
Right.
And that's very, and I think that is very frustrating, because then it's like every other, they're all of a sudden, you know, even boundaries that we set early on where we're like, this is where these things work, like, those have changed over there.
Right.
They're doing things that I have actually been like, hey, this is a thing I'd like to keep just with me and the girl, you know, and now it's happening. And it's not, you know, pick your battles. Like, they aren't things that I'm really, I'm like, well, I guess this is just how it is.
Right.
But I think that the lead up of feeling from, not from my children, but from that like I was being slowly like erased out of things.
Right.
Got so much in me that's what it, that's why I lost
it had
my
more,
shit.
It had much more to do with that than the actual.
Yes, absolutely. And again, that's my work, by the way.
Right.
Like, I'm very aware of that.
Our reactions are always our work.
My therapist said something really great when I told her, because I was like, crying.
Obviously.
You know, and at the end of it also, I said, you know, I think one of the hard, like, I'm trying not to cry now, but I think one of the hardest things about it was every time things like this used to happen in my life, the person I would go to is not here anymore.
Right.
And she was a better mom than me. And I know she was a better mom than me. She just was. And she could let things go that I can't let go. And she had more experience. She'd already gotten divorced. She'd already gotten remarried twice. Right. Like, you know, it was a lot of.
She's not talking about me, by the way.
No, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about my sister. And the fact that you guys really do have a lot in fucking common.
God, we do. It's really.
It really
weird.
Is crazy. But it was to not be able to call her and be like, I don't know what to do. I'm becoming mom. You know, which
it's
is the other thing we would
experience.
Do.
It's she's the only, you know, I get it. My mom has talked about that too, losing your sister and having, you know, that.
I should have actually written to your mom, actually. That's what I should have done.
You should have.
Yep.
For sure.
And I will, Janice,
because
next
that
time.
Is, yeah. Because, but that, you know, that's it. It's not just the incident. It's now the incident plus
grief.
Grief.
Yeah.
And it comes up in that. And it's grief over Julie. It's grief over. The loss of a long-term marriage. I mean, you and Jesse were married for a long time. Like,
20
as much
years,
as you guys don't, you know, have your shit, it was a huge, it was decades of your life.
It
both,
was.
You know, seeing that happen and, you know, and then feeling like a failure and doing
right.
Like,
recreating my own parent dynamic.
Exactly.
Knowing
all
that my relationship
that.
With my stepdad is like non-existent now. Like, there's so, it was a lot of shit.
Right.
And I felt, I was really sad. I said that to my therapist. And, you know, and she said similar stuff and she was like, that makes complete sense. And she's like, Celia, like, it's also okay to say to your kids, like, this isn't on you, but I need you guys to know, like, this actually really does hurt my feelings.
Right.
Like, what I actually did, thank God I did something right in that. She's like, what you said about the, like, please don't call them your parents, like, that hurts my feelings, at least not around me. She goes, it's okay to say that.
Right.
Because they don't they need to know what the boundary is too.
Right.
Otherwise, they don't know how to operate around you, and you don't want them to feel like they're walking on eggshells.
Right.
So,
and I'll be honest. Like, boundaries. You know, the girls definitely. You know, having had B's dad in Zoe's life and all like that was a different dynamic, and it's been hard to have those boundaries. I haven't always been the best at it. I'll call myself out too. I haven't always been the best at. Having those boundaries and the idea of two parents, you know, I have often been like, no, I'm fucking doing it. I get it. And so I get it from that side, and I get it from being mom, you know. But I'll call myself out too. Like, I've fucked up plenty with having boundaries and not respecting them, or, you know, changing things when I want to. And it's hard because, you know, at the end of the day, you're like, but I'm mom. Like, they're with me. I'm going to do what I want. And, you know, legally, that's sort of what it is. But yet it is still hard because, you know.
There's a respect thing you really do want to have.
Right. And I do want to have. I do want to have that. It's not always easy. But, you know, I do want to have that. And also trying to remember that, I try to look at it as, like, blended families and you know, non-traditional family systems really help gather more people around the child that love them.
Yeah.
And so I try to remember, like, in the time of a divorce, there can be a lot of loss. And so when they have the opportunity to add in new people that make it a positive experience, like, that's a good thing. And
that's what my sister would always say. She'd be like, the more people that can advocate for my kids, the better.
Right. It's adding to the village. Yeah. And so, you know.
And I wanted to feel that way.
Right. But that's
in the moment.
And that's
but
the
I
thing.
Just didn't.
Well, you didn't, and you might not for a while. Like you, it might take you a while to get there. It might take constant reminding yourself. Like it's not like it's a
fucking therapy. I'll tell you that right now.
Absolutely, it's not a switch that you just flip. It's not like you don't. And it comes down to that mama bear instinct of like, these are my babies.
Yeah,
my babies. No one's touching my babies. I will kill anyone that touches my babies, even if it's someone that's like wanting to give them a hug. You know what I mean? You're like, no. Get away. Don't
yeah.
my child. You know, because what if they love you more than me?
Right.
What if they love you more right. than me? What if all of my failures and all of the stupid shit that I've done and said, what if they now choose someone else?
Yeah, that's exactly.
You know, and that's the fear
exactly
that's
right.
You know, you have to remember, A, you're not your mom. Mm. You're not your mom. You're not your mom. You're not your mom, and you're not the same mistakes your mom made.
I've made some of them.
Well, but you've made them in your own way, and you're doing the work.
Yes.
And that's the important. You know what I mean? Like
I know I'm making them.
You are trying
them.
To. Right.
Yeah. And I'm
aware,
owning them at least
you're
in the moment.
You're owning them, and you're trying to undo them.
Yeah.
So that's what I mean. You're not your mom. You are like, oh my God, what have I done? Let me try and make this right. So I think, you know, we all need to remember that for ourselves when we're in the midst of something and in the midst of a bunch of feelings. We're not logical. We're not thinking, you know, like we said, try and take that pause, try and do it. Sometimes it's really hard and sometimes we lose it. And sometimes right. everyone in the world, toddlers, everyone has said some real mean shit in an argument or said some really awful stuff when their feelings are hurt. And that's life.
Yeah.
And you know what? You're not a bad mom. You're not, you don't abuse your kids. You're not, you said something real fucked up.
Oh,
because you're
so
a human
bad.
Being with emotions and you went back and you apologized and you're making it right. And you're, you know, and you're trying to not repeat it again. That's all that you can ask for, right? And at the end of the day, there are three people in your kids' lives.
Right.
That love them and that show up for them.
Right. Four if you count Dustin now.
Four, exactly. Right. Four if you count Dustin. And
which, by the way, I do want to follow up on yeah. that is that, so he listened to all this and I also have something I have to say about him. But Harper then later, because I had had such a hard week also just because I was doing so much and I was by myself
yeah,
at the show and it was a lot. And at one point I said something to Dustin about it and he was like, you know, because we're going to see a Dodgers game soon, but I have the kids. And so I was like, great, I got to drive in. I got to drop off the kids. I got to drive home for clients.
Like,
and I got, he was like, or I can pick up the kids from school because he's back from, you know, we're back from our trip. And I was like, well, but then you have to come over this week because then I got to show you how to do it, where to go. And he was like, yeah, I can do that. And it's so hard for me to ask for fucking help.
Mm-hmm.
So of course I'm like, and finally I just went, okay. And he was like, okay, cool. So
that's what it is, right? You work together. I'm so fortunate that I have a partner who is like, he helps me get the kids to school in the morning. He helped like
right.
pick
and
them
I
up.
Haven't
he'll
had
take
that.
Them to soccer practice if I'm busy doing like
right.
And you've never had that?
Yeah, never.
You've
literally never
had that. And you like things the way you like them.
Yep.
And that's an anxiety thing. I get it. Yep. I'm the same way. I want it the way I want it. And you don't know how to do it the way I do. And that's
right.
a very parental thing. Like mm-hmm. you don't load the fucking dishwasher right. You don't pick up the kids at school at the same stop sign that I do. And that's how we do it. And they're going to be okay. And not only that, your kids are going to be better for it because they're going to learn to have to adapt sometimes
right.
and figure things out and right. do things a little bit differently. And that sometimes plans change and that sometimes mom loves you, but has to do some other shit.
Right.
And so you got to figure it out.
And that was great. And it was good for them to know that for them to see someone stepping up for me also.
Right. I know
which
that's
was
made
great.
A huge difference with the girl, like just having him be like, hey, I'll take you to school. Like,
and so here's what was so funny was that later he came over, you know, after and because I was like, I'll make you dinner since you're doing it. He was like, cool, whatever. Like, I just want to hang out with you guys anyway. So he came over and like we had just finished dinner and we were watching the Dodgers game and I'm cleaning up and Harper's like telling this story about how there's this one kid, I guess, in her grade that had like she's shown video of Dustin singing and stuff to him and in his cowboy hat and all that. And the kid has like a crush on him. And so she said something about how, you know, she's like, yeah, today, like, yeah, my mom and my stepdad are picking me up. And she said stepdad. And of course, and I'm like wiping something off the floor and I looked at her and I went, like my mouth falls open, and she kind of, because he's in hearing distance, and she said it a second time, and I go, Harper, unless you want to see a Dustin shaped hole, like run the fuck out of this house, like in a wall. I said, you need to like not, because it's just easier. It's just right. Same my, as her being my parents, right? And so I'm, right. I'm, but I'm like, Harper, Harper. And he just starts laughing because right. I'm it's, freaking
you're
out.
Freaking out.
And then later I said to him, I was like, you know, I'm really sorry about what Harper said. Like that, I was like, if that was uncomfortable, he goes, I wasn't uncomfortable, you were. And right. I was like, no, I was fine. He goes, you were no, not fine. Right. And he was like, you freaked out. Right. And I go,
you freaked out because you thought he was going to freak out. And again, it comes back to, I have to be in control of everything. And I don't like, this is all.
I didn't actually, I freaked out. And I, because I tried that excuse. And he right. just started laughing. And he goes, that's not why he freaked out. He was like, you freaked out over the thought of being married again.
Right.
And he was like, that was actually on you. And he's right. like, that's why I started laughing. Right. Because you acted like it was, you were worried about me right. and I knew that wasn't it.
Right.
He was and like, that was you.
That was all, right. It's all, it's usually on you. It's usually all you.
I mean, honest to God, wait. And I'm in, on that vein.
Oh.
This is what, so at some point on my Monday day that had started, you know, the ball rolling of right. everything going fucking wrong, Dustin was like asking me other questions about other things. And I obviously didn't communicate well enough to him that I could not process any more information.
Right. You're like, my brain is full today.
So at some point, I texted you guys something similar, but I definitely, you know, I texted another friend and I said, Dustin really needs to read the room, especially when the room has already announced that she is Cunty Van Twatty Pants, Queen of Dicktown.
Yeah.
That's what I texted.
Yeah.
Because I did on it, and that was in the moment that right. I texted that. And I was like, because I did know. And so I told him, I was like, dude, I am not like
I'm
myself
not okay
and I'm not right. good. And like you knew to back off. Like you just were like, oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Right. My first instinct was like, what the fuck are you? And then I was like, no, that's not going to help. That's be a good, because I also say things sometimes pretty bluntly where I'm like, well, that was fucking stupid.
Right.
And
no, you were like, I'm
and
so
I was like,
sorry.
No. Because I knew, I was like, let me put myself in that situation. I just need someone to be like, dude, you're still lovable. It's okay.
Right.
You're not a terrible human being. Like, you're hormonal and life is shitty today.
Ugh.
And you're getting thrown a lot of fucking curveballs and there's a lot of feelings happening and feelings don't make sense. But the good thing about feelings is feelings are not facts.
Yeah. And they
feelings
pass.
Feelings are not facts and they pass.
They pass.
They
this
heighten.
Too shall pass.
I mean, it kind of, you know, look, there's some 12-step shit kind of comes in handy.
Yeah. I mean,
and
I
do,
lots
I
of mental
honestly
health.
Do think that has had a huge impact on how I have handled some things or being able to call myself out or being able to be like, oh, wow, this is a feeling and this is not,
yeah.
a, you know, but sometimes my feelings feel like quite factual. And,
yeah. Oh, and it, you know what? It was also a good learning curve for Dustin and I, because
yeah.
at first when I told him like that was not his reaction, was your reaction. He was like, I can't believe you did that. You can't talk to them like that. And I was like, yo, like, I mean, and
right.
I shut down right away. And then the next day I said, listen, like I have a therapist and I'm working with
right.
my therapist on this, but I need you to understand that when I out myself to you about stuff like this,
right.
you don't need to come down
right.
on me because
I'm already
I
doing
said,
it to myself.
I said, nobody right. is going to beat me up more than I do.
Right. right.
So please
You're
know.
Like, please just be like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Because
right.
the inner monologue that's happening, especially when you yell at your kids, my God, I talked about it during the pandemic all the time. There are so many moments that I yelled or screamed or lost my mind or started sobbing at the kids that I totally regret because I was in feelings and I was stressed and I was all of that. But like just having someone to be like, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Because what happens in your head after that is like, you are a
the
horrible,
worst.
You're
yep.
the worst.
You're the worst.
Everyone would be better off without
yep.
you. Look what you've done.
Yep.
That's going to be the
you're
thing
unlovable.
That sends your kids
yep,
to therapy.
Exactly.
And you know what? It fucking might be. But guess what?
Good. Everyone should
guess,
go anyway.
Right. We always say that. Everyone's gonna should wind up in therapy eventually anyway. But you know, you're doing the fucking best you can, and you had a lot of feelings, and
it was
and
two
your ex
really
just got
bad
remarried.
Fucking days.
You were super hormonal. You're like premenopausal.
I don't think
life
it's pre
is
anymore.
Insane. All like no, but it's you know, look, there's a lot on your plate. There's a lot on your plate, and the plate is covered in the grief.
Right
of
Julie.
Of Julie.
Yeah.
Everything that touches everything. And so no matter what, there's always that there. And I just want you to know, like one of the things that coparenter.com said is that you need to have a safe friend to vent about what's going on in your co-parenting situation, and it's really reciprocal listening.
Yeah.
You're listened to by your partner. It's a time to vent, to be heard, to be able to complain or cry, sort it out, whatever. And that's exactly what you told Dustin. It's like, look, I know what I should have done. Yeah. Trust me. I just need you to like give me a hug and be like, I'm so sorry that you're feeling that way.
Right. And it'll be okay.
Best, and it'll be okay. And that's like the best thing you can do is sometimes just let somebody process through that because it's painful and it sucks and it's not fun.
He did also make a nice point. I mean, and, you know, obviously he didn't know. And he said, like, I'm learning too. And he said the same thing that Mescal has said 1,000 times, which is, you know, he's like, I'm not a parent. Like, I don't know. Right. I can't relate. I don't know how this works. Right. He said, but I also need you to know that sometimes I think the girls do take you for granted because you make, even though it's not easy, you tend to make it look so easy.
Right.
And you're always balancing like a million things and you're going, going, going. So he's like, myself included, there are times that we don't know that you need a break or you need us to step up or you need a hug until you're on the floor. And it's like, yep. And that's why that day that he was like, well, I can go get them. And he's picking them up from school on Friday.
Right.
It was so hard for me to say yes. But I did. And like last night we made dinner for a friend's and he and was like, oh my God, I'm going to wash the dishes. And he's like, I'm taking out the garbage. And he was like doing stuff. And I said, do you know how hard it is for me that like I'm saying like, OK, yes, you can do that. Yes, you can help.
Right.
Because usually I will do it all.
Right. But you have a partner now.
It's very weird.
Take advantage of that because I love you, but I'm not coming over to take out your garbage.
God damn it. Sorry. Fine.
You know what? Whew.
I know.
This was a good show.
It was a lot.
We went through, but we waded through a lot of feelings and emotions and a really important topic. So why don't we play a lovely little game to end it all off?
Grateful as fuck.
Our grateful as fuck game. Woo! Grateful AF. Okay.
This is wise old woman. I don't know, old woman matches. Fuck. Up till 1 a.m. crocheting, watching CSI with a fucking like, candy in my mouth. I was like, really? Who the fuck am I? This is ridiculous. And by candy,
was it a Werther's original?
No, it was a zinc lozenge.
Even worse.
Because allergies are so bad.
Oh my God. Yeah, that's it. Just close up shop now.
Anyway. Okay, it says, the world would be such a dumb place without older women. Yay. They are the truth keepers, memory holders, bullshit stompers, and rabble rousers of our world. Where would we be without Betty White, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and Oprah Winfrey? Yay, Oprah. It all comes back to Oprah.
See?
You
were meant to get that.
I was. We'd be
wise
up
old woman.
I love her. We'd be up Schitt's Creek without a paddle because some smart old broad wasn't there to remind us to take our fucking paddle.
Take your paddle, Celia.
Take my fucking paddle. Not to hit me with.
No, but to use it and like.
Yep. Wade
save
through
yourself.
It.
Yeah.
And wade through it. That's all we can really do. So I am grateful for that card. That was great.
That was exactly what you needed.
It's exactly
and
what
you
I
know
needed.
What I've noticed about you? You are a card picker that picks from the very front.
I
often.
Do.
Yeah. No, I go somewhere in the middle.
I'm a rule follower. I think
we
know
see,
this.
I go somewhere in the middle. I'm like, no, I want to make it. Let's make this shit interesting.
Yeah.
All right.
See?
Let's go unexpected. All right. What do we got? The ability.
That's amazing for you.
The ability to start over.
That's awesome.
Whew. How lucky are we that we can almost always start over no matter how badly we fucked up? Post-fuck-up protocol. Get 5 small pieces of paper. On each one, write down a time when you had to start over.
Ooh. Hard.
Think about what a wonderful privilege it was to get... Jesus, now I've got feelings. No. I'm on my period.
This is the... now Sabrina's crying with you guys.
Think about what a wonderful privilege it was to get another chance to learn, grow, and practice humility. Now put the papers in your wallet and carry them around for a week and use these as little thank you notes from your past, reminding you that starting over is really where it's at. And don't forget, there's always more where that came from.
And I mean, honestly, we're all crying. Three of us are fucking crying. I don't think that's ever happened on this show.
And we're all, we all have inside. Cold, dead souls. So this is like, like a community. But you know what? It's, here we go. It's a feeling.
Well, and I think that was beautifully said. And I think that's also the thing about this whole episode, right? Like that's as a parent, starting over is so fucking hard. And, you know, I'm so grateful for the show and for you both. And I'm grateful AF, and I'm grateful to have a boyfriend that stepped up for me and for whatever music just started playing somewhere, someplace. What is happening? It's a good song. Oh my God. Well, let's leave it go. I think we leave it going. We're wrapping this up with some. We have a ghost.
Alexa, stop.
What? What song was that?
I don't even know. It's nothing. I don't even know. What? That's so weird. I must have said something that triggered Alexa. Anyway,
that's hilarious.
I think, or we were just having a lot of feelings.
And Alexa had to lighten the fucking moment.
So if you want to follow us and all of our feelings on the internet, you can check us out at Never Thought I'd Say This on Instagram and Twitter. You can also find us on YouTube. We have a YouTube channel where we don't cry, and we actually do really funny things. So check that out. It's Never Thought I'd Say This, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Also subscribe to the podcast. And you can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at Jody Sweeten.
You can find me at the Celia Behar across the board. I don't do anything on a couple of those, but you know, you can still find me there.
We can find you. Anyway, you guys, this has been an amazing episode. We got deep. We got feelingy.
We all cried.
What the fuck is happening? Alexa went off. Like, the ghost in my house is just feeling so many. Alexa, stop. Just, I saw her light up again.
She was like, what?
I'm here. Do you need me? Anyway, remember, you guys, keep killing the parenting game.
And not your kids.
Or the co-parent.
And don't beat yourself up.
Never Thought I'd Say This with Jody Sweeten and Celia Behar is an Audio Boom original.